Welcome to A Time of Hope with highlights of last Sunday's worship service. I'm Russell Cobb, the pastor of United Church of Christ of California and the Salem United Church of Christ. Salem's worship is at 8:30, California's Sunday School is at 9:30, and their worship is at 10:30. Please join us in person or you can catch us online at our website. This Sunday is Christmas Eve. We'll continue our sermon series from Isaiah 9:6, What's in a Name? Today we will focus on Everlasting Father. A better translation would be Father of Eternity. Jesus provides the only way for us to have eternal life with Him and God in heaven. He provides for us His everlasting presence, His provision, His protection, and His patience. He has an everlasting passion for each one of us to become one of His children. Psalm 23 gives us a great image of how Jesus provides for all of our needs here and in heaven. The question we must answer, and only we can answer it, is Jesus the Father of my eternity? Have we opened the gift of His grace and love for our hearts? Answer yes to that question and have the presence of God through the Holy Spirit live in you today. Tonight, Salem has their traditional Christmas Eve service at 4:30. The California UCC has their Christmas Children's Program at 7. On Christmas Day, California United Church of Christ will have a special worship service that starts at 10 o'clock in the morning with communion. I look forward to worshiping with all of you during this special Advent season. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Thank you for listening.
Mike and Stacy Nichols and their son Brooks lead us in lighting the Advent candle for joy.
In the Old Testament, the word joy is nearly always associated with an act of God, and even more specifically, with an act of God delivering His people. The people of Israel found themselves in need of God's deliverance on more than one occasion. When they were enslaved in Egypt, God set them free. As they traveled to the Promised Land, God proved to the Israelites over and over again that He was far stronger and more powerful than the enemy nation to oppose them. When the nation of Israel was carried off into captivity by the Babylonians, again they cried out to God to rescue them, and God delivered them and brought them back to Jerusalem.
Each time they were rescued, the Israelites were joyful and rejoiced in God's love for them. But each time they soon forgot God's deliverance and turned away from God. In a cold, dirty stable in the small, unimportant town of Bethlehem, God again delivered His people. This time, however, it was not just for a time, not just until the next warring nation came across the river. This time, it was forever, for eternity. God sent His Son to deliver His people, not just from the enemies who threatened them, but from their sin that separated them from Himself.
We can imagine the joy on the faces of the shepherds as they made their way to the stable. We can almost see the joy on the faces of the wise men who traveled great distances to find this new king. And we can feel the radiant joy of Simeon and Anna in the temple as they came face to face with the Savior of the world. God sent Himself to us to bring us life and never-ending joy. Today, as we celebrate Advent and think of joy, let's not forget, let's remember and live each day in the knowledge and understanding of what God has done for us. We are delivered. How can we not be joyful?
Today, we relight the first two candles of the Advent wreath, the candle of hope and the candle of peace. Now we light the third candle of Advent, the pink candle. This is the candle of joy. As the coming of Jesus, our Savior, draws nearer, our joy builds with our anticipation of His birth.
The highlight of our service last Sunday was a beautiful Christmas cantata by our adult senior choir, and we will have selections from that cantata. Thank you.
All who heard it were amazed at what they heard the shepherds say.
Thank you.
prophets had anticipated the day when the eternal light of heaven would shine upon the world. After centuries of waiting, the day of the Messiah's birth had finally arrived.
This was the Messiah who would one day call himself the light of the world, the one who claimed that those who followed him would never walk in darkness.
This was the Messiah, the Savior, who would one day challenge his followers to be the light of the world, to be light in a world of darkness, to shine before others that they might see their good deeds and give praise to the Father in heaven.
This Messiah, Jesus the Christ, has called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. He now reigns with his Father in heaven.
But he will return to gather his children to live forevermore in a place where there will be no more night. There will be no need for the light of a lamp or the light of a sun, for the Lord God will be the source of light.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.